You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. This weekend, the Peach House Presents Daydream Festival happens with 2 days this year of live bands, visual art, and food. In the studio with me is the founder and creative director of Peach House, Heron Palacios, and we're kind of combining a preview of the Dream Fest with sound advice this week. Hi, Heron.
Hi.
Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
So just a little description of Daydream Fest.
Yeah. So Daydream Festival this year is a two-day music festival. We have installation art, visual art. We're going to have video, food trucks, and vendors, and just a bunch of music.
And it happens where?
It's going to be happening at Latino Center of Art and Culture over on Front Street.
Okay, so a great lineup that includes Destroy Boys, Hanyak, Separate Spines. So tell me about the first clip we're going to hear.
So we actually have a few today. So we're going to be listening to Moonchild, great, great, great band. They're local. We also have the Shivas who are headlining. And then we also have the saxophones playing.
Okay, let's start with the sound of Moonchild.
Yeah, so they're a great, great band.
To find us what we're looking for, there's no way. Do I turn to LA someday?
Tell me about watching them. How are they visually?
Incredible. They have a great setup. They always put on great shows. Everyone comes out for them. And it's just great music to listen to in your car or live.
All right, the Shivas. Let's hear their sound next.
I want to know the reason why you make me want to cry. You make me want to die. Cause you don't do the things you're supposed to do. You run around and make me blue. I'm so torn up on you.
I just couldn't resist hearing a little bit more of it.
Yeah, they're really great.
It's a fun sound. What was your criteria for the bands you chose?
I honestly, it's kind of just whatever I think was the best of the best locally. And I think a big part of whoever plays with Peach House is just that they're nice and great musicians.
Being nice counts for a lot these days,
yes.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of the saxophones.
There's a pain in my teeth. There's a pain in my feet. There's a feeling of dread I can't reach.
How did this festival come about? I know it was your inspiration and vision, but there's a big difference between dreaming of something and actually making it happen.
Yeah. So kind of what had happened was I was going through like a rough time about a year and a half ago, and I figured that I needed to stay busy. I saw someone post about wanting to do a house show just in his home, and I hit him up and I really wanted to do it. And then he's like, oh, my roommate's pulled out. And I had already like in my brain decided that's what I wanted to do. So I kind of just was like, well, it's already in my head. I've already planned it out in my head. Like, I might as well just go forward with it. And then I had put a post on Facebook saying, like, would anybody be interested in playing a show or helping out? And I want to say about 30 people responded.
Wow.
And so I, like, at the time was very nervous about that and didn't know how to say no. So I was just like, let's just do all of you guys. So it was the first show, and we just added everyone who responded initially.
Wow.
And who was still interested.
What did you do in your background that gave you confidence or even the desire to put on an event? Were you a performer in high school? Were you part of any kind of events in those years?
I played a little bit of music in high school, but mostly just working on art and stuff. It was really kind of a surprise for me. I had never really done anything like that before, but I decided I wanted to, and then I did, and then I fell in love with it.
What has the response told you about what niche was available to fill out there and how people want to come together?
Yeah, that was probably the biggest thing is almost everything that we did like cost free, just like a little bit out of pocket. But for the most part, I didn't put too much in because the community wanted like just a like not we pay them, of course, but they didn't care about money. They didn't care about like how big it got. They just needed a place to play music, to show their art. They didn't care what it was. They just wanted that. And it's just been nonstop for the last year and a half.
Can you give me an example of a little something you learned? Like maybe it was about food or water bottles, electricity or whatever it might be.
I would probably say like probably two things. I had no idea about sound equipment. So I had no idea like what was needed. I was like, okay, music has to play, but how do we do that? So found out what a mixer was, what a PA system was for the first
really
time.
You really were a beginner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got used to that a little bit. And also just, I feel like the biggest thing was learning that most people, if you ask them for help, will want to help you.
Have you ever thought of yourself as a brave person, as a bit of a pioneer?
Not really, but I think that's a sweet gesture.
I'm talking with Haron Palacios. She's the founder and creative director of Peach House, which presents the Daydream Festival in Sacramento. So this is year number two. What's your vision? Where do you want the festival to go?
My eventual goal is to create it so that it's still a weekend thing, maybe branch out to two weekend thing, or maybe a few days. But the idea is to format it kind of the same as I was really inspired by FYF Fest in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Coachella is also a big one. Outside Lands is a great one. But just having a big festival in Sacramento and making that Sacramento like a highlight for touring bands.
Let's listen to a clip of one more band. This is Vita Solstice.
Yes.
We're lying to ourselves. I ain't nobody showed it. You know what it's about. We gotta stop all the smoking.
Music is beautiful. The art installations come from a long list of contributors, including Styles Munson, Laura Marie Anthony, Maddie Smith, many others.
Yeah, there's quite a few on there.
Where does the phrase Peach House come from?
Originally, it was actually the name of my house. So it was like a thing to, you know, name your house for house shows or creative spots, and I thought that would be cute. And my old apartment was just this like mess of a place. The porch was like breaking, falling off. The paint had been completely like torn, peeled away. And it was the opposite of peachy. And so we called it the Peach House because it was just, it looked like, I don't know, monsters lived there or something. And so we named it that. And then when I started doing the festival, I didn't want to put it under my own name. So I was like, I'll just keep it under the Peach House. So it kind of just carried over.
What do people need to know to come out and enjoy the festival? Any advice, any guidance, any how to come and hear and see the show?
I would say just come with people that you enjoy being with. Have a nice time. Be nice to everyone who's also participating. We're all just trying to, you know, be a nice crowd, supportive group. But yeah, just don't be mean.
Peach House, though, includes more than music.
Yeah. So we kind of do a little bit of everything. It's whatever I feel that Sacramento, just the creative community, might need. So we've done trans queer clothing swaps, queer POC dance nights that have been really fun, normal shows, just like live music. But we also have gallery shows, fundraisers, kind of a little bit of everything.
That's Haron Palacios, founder and creative director of Peach House Presents. The Daydream Fest is this weekend in Sacramento. More details at capradio.org/insight and much more for you online. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks, Haron.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us.